And it's like, I feel like I'm there already. And let me explain why. Because like I said, what is success, right? Mm-hmm. Success for me as an older person now, an adult, I've learned that I don't allow society to determine what success looks like.
Back everybody to another brand new episode, Ethan and Mike. I'm your host, Ethan, but today it's just not a regular episode. No, because we got a huge step today. So introducing our guest today, she's from the city of brotherly love. We got Lady Miz on the pod. How we doing, lady?
What's up, Ethan? How you doing today?
I'm pretty good. You know, it's a brand new day. You know.
Yes.
A new
definitely.
Podcast.
Yes, definitely.
Lady Miz, how I met. What's crazy how I met Lady Miz through the Keys to the Street. Shouts out to them.
Oh, yeah.
Keys to the definitely. Street. I went on their live one time. I heard telling my story. I was like, wow, this is something right here. I got to take this advantage on this. Especially with Sabrina. The Sabrina one at WNBA.
Yes.
That really matched the point because it was a rising star from Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
And just better way of telling my story like that.
Exactly. Yeah, shout out to Sabrina for sure.
Which we'll get to the EP in a second, but I just want to talk about your podcast, the Ground Up.
Right.
So explain to me how the Ground Up is supposed to work on your podcast. I want to hear that.
Sure. So from the Ground Up is it's a podcast that's fairly new. It's not totally new. I had this idea. I was doing it for a minute, and then I stopped. I really got into the music, and I started doing everything else. So I kind of, like, neglected it. But with this whole pandemic and everything, I was just like, you know what? I have time on my hands because I was furloughed from my job, so I couldn't go to work and work with my clients. So I decided, well, this is the time for me to really pursue this. I also wanted to be able to, as an artist, I wanted to give a platform to be able to talk to other artists, other entertainers, other podcasts such as yourself, and just build a network with different type of people. So I started this, and my husband is my co-host, and that's pretty much it. So, you know, right now we're fairly new to doing this, and we pre-record, but eventually we're going to start going live because the pre-recording sometimes it becomes a lot of work because of the editing. It becomes more time consuming.
I know that process.
Yes.
I do that process a lot, but it gets a good product though at the end of the
yes,
day.
Yes, it does.
At the end of the day, it's perfect right there. Tell you.
Right. Yeah, but okay, it's just
keys,
at the time.
You notice right there? Boom.
Right,
got
right.
A good episode. I'm telling
yes,
you.
Yes, that is true. Very true. It's just that for us, I have a lot of other things going on and my husband too. So it's just like, you know what? We're going to have to just do it live. Maybe some shows will be pre-recorded, but because we don't have time for the editing, we're going to just start going live. So I think we got two more episodes of pre-recorded, and then after that, everything will be just live.
Be right live on Facebook. I already know it.
Yeah. You already know. Until Facebook shut us down.
Yeah, I've been on live a couple of times on Facebook from this guy named Dennis Holmes, man. I've been on Facebook live twice before, so it's like live right there.
Oh,
they always
okay.
Love me. They love me or hate me, so I get mixtures, yeah. But you know, that's just who I am as a person.
Definitely.
But okay. I just want to get to the music side of you, how it okay. all started from the age of 11. I want to take it all back now.
So oh, okay.
How did it first start for you? I want to hear this one.
Well, I was 11 years old. I had just moved from Philadelphia to Rockland County. And I was on punishment. I was kind of going through a lot at that age because I was basically taken away from everything that I'd known. And not to get too deep into that, but at that moment, I was kind of acting out, so I got in trouble. And when I got in trouble, I was on punishment. I was on punishment in my room, listening to music, listening to Dougie Fresh and Slick Rick. So music became my escape. It was a way for me to escape my reality of what was going on in my life. And I just started writing from there. Like I was writing the other artists' words down, and I was trying to say it along with them. And then all of a sudden I was like, wait, I could say this and I could say that. And then next thing you know, I just started writing my own music. So that's how it initially started. And I've been doing that on and off for several years now. And about 13 years ago, I would say, I walked away from doing the music. I got pregnant. And I said, well, you know what? I don't think I could really pursue this in the way that I want. I want to take my time to really put it into my children. So I took a break from doing it. And then I just kind of got back into it about 3 years ago.
3 years ago, so, 2018.
Yeah. So I have three albums out, Freedom of Expression, Elegant Gangster, and now Different Personalities. Each year, right, I did a different album. Now, just so you know, because I have so many other things that I want to do, and what you do really inspires me, because it really ties into the fact that I'm like, oh, wait, I love doing this, but I don't really think that I can totally be the artist all the time. So I really want to create music for sync licensing purposes, for video games, for TV shows, for movies and things like that.
Yeah, you mentioned that on our conversation beforehand. Which I like to talk about that too, because I know I've used your Telling My Stories song from your EP, and then I'm Still Here. It's like an inspirational for everybody. And you always have like an educational side to it every time with your music, with your EP, on this upcoming EP. Well, actually, it already passed, but from your birthday, July 11th.
Right.
It's a great day to put it out there on your birthday. That's always a good one.
Yes. It's a gift.
That's always a gift. But I want to just explain about like telling my story, I'm Still Here. Mm-hmm. Or all the songs all together. I just want to hear where the background came from.
Okay, so I'm trying to remember them in the order. Maybe I should pull it up. We'll start with Telling My Story while I'm pulling it up. So, because I don't have the order memorized in my head.
I got the order.
Okay, so then you tell you.
I got you.
Okay, so Telling My Story. I wanted something because I consider myself like a boom bap rapper, right? So I grew up 80s, 90s era, so I have that style of music.
Yeah,
right?
It sounds like 90s music right
Yes,
there.
Yes. And I love that. A lot of times people say, oh, well, you got to sound, I don't want to sound like everybody else. And it's cool if they sound like that. That's just another era and another wave of music, but I have to stay true to who I am. So Telling My Story, the reason I wrote that, and it's funny because the name, you would think that I would be giving like my story. But if you listen to the whole hook, what I'm saying is, I'm telling my story. I'm not allowing other people to do that for me. And what that means is that I have a purpose and I have dreams. So I can't allow other people to set limitations on what I want to do and what I know I was born to do, right? So if this is a part of my passion, then I'm going to do it. I'm not going to let people tell my story. I'm going to make it. And what is making it? Making it is different for everybody. Somebody that's another artist may want to be the artist that's running around performing and stuff like that. And that's what their goal is. But that's not my goal. My goal is to create music, like I said, for sync licensing and for things like that, for people to enjoy. But I know that for me now and this time that I know I don't want to do all the running around, right? So The bottom line is overall, telling my story is I'm still here. I ain't going nowhere. No, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm still here. It's me saying like, look, I'm not allowing no one to put those limitations on me, to tell me I can't do it, to tell me it's too late. It's never too late to follow your passion. It's never too late to follow your dream. So that's what I'm telling my story. I'm not allowing anyone else to tell it for me.
Facts. That's total facts right there.
Yeah,
and then Take It Slow. I know you wrote that for your husband right there. I know. Yeah. I know you mentioned that on another podcast.
Yes.
I've listened to that one. Take It Slow. You kind of wrote it for your husband right there. Take me back from that one.
Yeah. So Take It Slow. Again, you know, definitely for my husband. And I wanted to. Of course, it's talking about. If you look, it's like keep it on the down low, right? But we're not on the down, we're married, right? But for the listeners, who they might be able to relate to it. But I just wanted to show versatility, right? So most of the time, people always see me as like that hardcore rapper. And I don't want to be known as just...
The hardcore.
Yeah. Because that's not really that's not my MO. That's not really
that's not who you really are.
Exactly. So when you act like that, right, people expect you to be like that all the
time. You're like tough all the time, like talk back to you, like, right. What's up, man?
right. And I'm like, oh, well, let me just show that, okay, you know.
You got a soft side in you.
Most definitely, yes. I have a softer side to me. And and also, again, if I'm going to be writing music, people could see, oh, if we need this type of song, she could create that.
Yeah, that I can agree there too, because like when I listen to that song, it makes a vibe type of feel, like if you're with your loved one or something like that, just just to relax, you know? Not like some other songs, like I'm Still Here, for example, which we'll get to that.
Okay.
It's like right into the mood. But we'll get to that one. But Different Personalities. Mm-hmm. Now, Different Personalities is pretty much, I'm going to say, like, from your persona.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to see how'd you make that song right there. Different Personalities right there.
Yes. Different Personalities was actually one of the songs that I made before I said I put my dreams on hold.
Mm-hmm.
13 years ago. As I was going through my old music and I was working on this EP, I totally forgot about the song. I was like, oh my God, I forgot I wrote this song. And I wanted my album to be called Different Personalities. And what do you know? I find the old song that I made called Different Personalities, it fit just right. Yes, it did. And I named my album that. But that song was, it's pretty much about my different personalities. We all have another side to us, right? So then there's, you know how they say you got the good and the bad on your shoulder, right?
Yeah.
So then, you know, this one is telling me, you know, to do certain things. And then there's the other one that's like, no, F that, you know what I mean? So it's like, okay, there's different parts to me, right? But at the end of the day, all of them is still a part of who I am. So in order for someone to understand and love me, yeah, you might see me as this one day, you might see me as that another day, you might see me as something totally different from them, but that doesn't mean that I'm not true to who I am. It's just how I might be responding to certain situations based off of what's happening. But every last one of those personalities still represent me and who I am. So that's what that song is about. It's just me talking about, you know, am I an average person? Am I a rap star? Either I'm a fail in this game or I'm going to get far. Is my time now or did it pass me by? You know what I mean? So I'm just, I got all these thoughts.
It just shows a different personality that goes into your head.
Yes.
Like, am I in my prime? Am I not in my prime? Am I here or this?
Right.
Exactly. That's how I really felt with that song too, because I was like, either you're here or here, but it's just from your persona and your mind. So, you know. That's how I really feel, which I think you're still on the top of the game, because I feel like one day you'll really go get up there. I just really feel that. From this latest EP, it was a success. I could say that.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, and it's funny because this is, I would say, one of my favorite ones because I saved a lot of money, so I learned a lot along the way. And if I'm comparing to my other two albums, but yeah. And I had fun doing it, and I enjoyed it, so it was less stressful.
Oh yeah, it's always fun when it's cool, straight up, not like pressure on, you know.
Yeah,
that's how I really feel. And then this next song, "Mental Slavery," which just comes back to the educational part that you always bring back to your songs. Just tell us how you made that song, "Mental Slavery."
Yes, "Mental Slavery," which has my son and my daughter on the hook, and Cash on Abel from ATL, he's on there. He's another independent artist. But "Mental Slavery" is, I speak about a lot of these things right now. Like every album that I have, I always speak about something in history as far as things with the country or things that happen to Black people, et cetera. So I like to bring those type of things up front to say, okay, you know what? Yeah, I could talk about all of this street stuff, but let's now go into the educational part of things. Maybe I could say something that people did not know. Or because a lot of times, it was a lot of things that I didn't know. You know, it takes times and years and research for you to really understand like the history of things. So I love to put that in my, put it in my music. I love to educate in some type of way in my music. So that's where "Mental Slavery" comes from. I feel like to sum it up, right now, a lot of people are in that stage. So you got slavery, which was a physical form at one point, and now I see it as a mental form. So that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I go, especially around like this time. Like I know it's not too much of this, but back a few months ago, it was a huge moment in that time where the police brutality in Minnesota was dreadful.
I've talked
about that in my podcast. It was dreadful. When I saw that, it was like, what this society has come to, you know?
Yeah, it's really bad, and it's a shame that we got to go through something like this now. Of course, these things always been happening, but when you look at the whole universe
the whole history behind it.
Yes, and everybody, but I think, you know what, I do believe there is one good thing that's coming out of this. A lot of people are coming together and fighting against what's wrong and what's bad and what's evil. So for me, right, it's hard because I have friends that are also police officers, right? I have friends on both sides. I have people that are cops, that are, you know, COs and things like that. So you got to understand everything. But it's about, at the end of the day, are you doing what's right or wrong for the people? Because yes, I believe that Black people are targeted way more, but there's also other people, other white, Hispanics, all types of people that's getting beat down and harmed by police. So what is that doing? It's making everybody come together and fight against what's wrong. So yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that. They're 100%, you know. I have like both sides. Yeah. I have my friends are here, and then you got cops here. I my grandfather was a cop. I know that okay. for a fact. So like I know how the situation for both sides, you know. But you just, like you said, everybody has to come together with that, and we know what's wrong in the situation, especially from that knee to the neck.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that was like the most vocal point that everyone was like, "Oh my gosh, like everybody started noticing." Like I didn't notice it before that. Like it was all over before
it's
that.
It's just way too plain sight.
I felt really bad because like that shouldn't be like that. Like police are supposed to like protect your citizenship, you know, citizens,
exactly.
like your property, all that. Not beat the hell out of someone that they didn't do nothing, you know.
Right. If it's protect and serve,
or come in your home without a warrant and just shoot someone like there in plain sight with no reason.
Right. Yes, and they still haven't arrested those cops. Breonna Taylor's. Killers, they still have not done that. So, you know, it's still a battle for a lot of things, you know. But at the end of the day, if you are a good cop, then people would not be afraid when they see you. Because if your job is to protect and serve, then people will feel protected when they see you. They wouldn't feel worried or scared or afraid. So if people see you and they're afraid and they're scared and they're worried, then something is off with what you're supposed to stand for.
Agree, 100%.
Yes.
Now let's go right back to the music now. So
okay.
You don't want it. I want to tell me about that one. You don't want it.
So You Don't Want It is more of a hardcore type of joint. So now it's bringing it to the streets, right? Mm-hmm. Because people still want that too. Now that song features again Cash on Able, which is a really dope artist and so much more from Atlanta. And Mikey D, who's a veteran in hip hop, you know, he worked with LL Cool J and other people. I think he was a part of Main Source. So this is a group back in the day. So yeah, I had them two featured on the song, and I got the beat from Big Jazz Productions, and Big Jazz Productions worked with 50 Cent, Mobb Deep, and a few other artists in the game. So I was excited that he sent me his beat and said, look, I want you to do something on it. And I heard it and I was like, yo, this is hard, but I feel like a guy should be on here too. So I reached out to the other two artists that I named and we put it together, and it's talking shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little shit talking track, but it balances out the album. So I'm giving them different forms of music.
Yeah, that's what I take from You Don't Want It, you know. That's how I really see that one. And now the most anticipation one, I'm Still Here. Everyone's probably been waiting for, I'm Still Here.
Yes, I'm Still Here. Big shout out to DJ Russ from Grindhouse Music. He sent me this track while we were quarantining, right? And
yeah.
I was in the house and he was like, yo, Miz, I'm going to send you this, listen to it. So I really wasn't in the mood to write, but I heard the track and I was like, damn, this is hot. And I'm like, you know what? I'm still here. I'm still doing my thing. You know what I mean? I'm not, again, like I said, I ain't going nowhere. So everybody is home and we're going through this freaking pandemic. We're stressed out. We got all these things going on, but I'm still working. I'm still here. I'm still
grinding.
I'm still grinding, right? So again, if you think that Lady Miz, you know what I'm saying, is going to be
it's
under
history.
The table somewhere,
it's
a wrap. Now you're going to keep seeing me, no matter if it's me as an artist, podcast, business owner, author. You already know you're going to see me somewhere. I'm still here.
Yeah, that's what I took from that. I'm Still Here, which it's a great song, and especially a great highlight for one of my sports highlights right there. Because it relates to it.
Yeah,
and it's like the beat goes real hard when the beat drops.
Yeah,
boom, you feel that vibration.
Shout out to E-Man. E-Man is the engineer that mixed it, and I love the way he mixed that track because I could tell he put thought into it. certain drops. Like, the producer made it, which was dope, and he did his thing. And now you got the engineer that takes it to another level. So when he listens to what I'm saying and what's going on, he knew when to stop certain things in the beat and bring it back and how to make it drop. And I love when you could tell somebody really put their thought into what they're doing.
Yeah, like, that's the producer's engineer. Shouts out to them. Yes. 845 Production. Also, shouts out to them.
Yes.
They really
yes.
appreciate that post that I made them, too, on IG.
Yeah,
they did. That was appreciated there. It was a great song, I can tell you that. That's why it's your number one song, I feel, as of right now.
Thank you. Thank you.
As an artist for you.
I appreciate you guys using my songs and stuff because, again, you know, that's a blessing for me because I know, okay, someone's listening, someone's watching, and someone likes it. Because when you're an artist, that's what you want. You do things for yourself, of course, what you like and what you feel, but in the hopes that, you know, maybe someone else will like it too.
Yeah,
you know?
That you track other viewers too as well.
Exactly.
Other listeners.
Exactly.
That song really felt like I was in a football stadium. Like, I was in one of those Hard Rock stadiums, and it's like playing right there. Yeah, someone gets hit real hard like that.
Yes.
That's what it made me feel like. It gets me hype. I used to play football. You give me a hype song.
Oh, okay.
I will legit jump. Jump around. I don't care if I'm home or away. I'll be hype.
Oh, gosh.
And then the last song, Most Men. So Most Men, this is how, you know, like, for the men's out there that don't treat the women's right or the children there. That was basically what I came back from that song. But I want you to explain how you made that song, Most Men, right there.
No. Most Men, yes. Most Men is also another song that I did back in the day, 13 plus years ago. And I was like, you know what? It's still, you know, I should put this out because it gives a different balance to what's going on. So what Most Men is about is most men, they treat you like, they don't take care of their kids. They don't handle their business. You know what I'm saying? So I go into all of that, and then I go into the experience. Different days, same shit. Hop out the whip. Can't believe he tried to play me on some serious shit. I don't want to curse too much on your thing because I don't know.
No, that's good. It's good.
Oh, okay.
Those always curse there and there, but it's all right.
Oh, okay.
It happens.
Yes. But yeah, basically that song is just me talking about the bad experience that I've been through dealing in a relationship with someone, and this is how they treated me. So now I'm really appealing to the women that's going through stuff and they just want to let it out, anger. So that's what that's about. I'm letting it out. But if you hear the end, I was like, I told my husband, say something on the end for the fellas. You know what I mean? Just a little talk so that they can feel like, hey, we got to come back.
There's always going to be like a comeback song. I feel like when someone listens, like, all right, we got to do a comeback song with this one. Just from that Most Men.
Yeah.
But I want to ask another question. Do you have any collabs coming in the future for your music? Like, for example, like A La Preem, for example.
Oh, big shout out to A La Preem. Right now, I do have some things in the work, and I feel so bad because I wasn't able to get to it yet because I've really been in the process of building my business. But I'm working with a group in a band. They're called Mama There Goes That Band, and they're a group from people. I guess they're from all over, and they're not really rappers. I would say, like I said, band, maybe R&B and more mature.
Yeah, the more R&B kind of flow.
Yes,
which also means to that too, the R&B.
Right. Yes. Yes. So, mainstream,
but I like the underground music too.
I love it too.
How I got into underground music was actually through my ex. I actually had an ex that loved underground music, and I started listening to it more. And I, once I started, it fascinated me. So it was like,
it's a lot of dope underground artists.
Oh yeah, like you never heard, like you never hear that in mainstream, but like when you hear underground, it's like, wow.
Right.
Here, and that's what I'm saying right there.
Yeah, it's so many talented people out there. And a lot of times people think that, oh, well, you know, you got to be mainstream. But there's great music because you're going to hear the same thing over and over, the programming on the radio, right? It's going to be the same thing. They're never going to give you anything new unless it's that artist that is mainstream. But when you listen to underground artists, I love, my time really goes into supporting and listening to these other artists like me, independent artists. That's where I put my time, and that's where I spend my money with them.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, I got a couple people I think I can help you out to produce some collabs there for you. And I know your daughter is also following your footstep, Sierra Alexis.
Yes, Soraya Alexis.
Soraya Alexis, my bad on the naming. Because no, I know okay. She was on one of your songs, One and Only.
Yes.
She has a voice. I can tell you, she has a voice. I think she should pursue that a little bit more.
Actually, her and her boyfriend, I got to send you that song. Her and her boyfriend did a song called Doubt It.
Yeah, I heard that one. I heard
that. Oh, you heard that one? Oh, yeah, my God. Listen.
That one was, that's what I mean. Like, she can sing. Like, yes. That song really hit.
Yeah, me. That song is.
I'm surprised dope. That's still underrated still.
Yeah, me too. I hear, because there's also artists on there. I think Rory Fresco and
I know it was like
Little Love.
Little Love. There you go.
Little Love and Rory Fresco. And one of them is kind of in between underground and mainstream. One of them has a really huge, huge following, and he's kind of up there with the mainstream artists. So for them to be able to link with somebody like that, and you want to know the funny thing, how the story behind them linking? Yeah. Video games.
Really?
You know what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? It's all in the video games. Video games. All yes, I guess they were playing whatever sport, some sports game. I don't know if it was the NBA, whatever, but they were playing something, and that's how they connected and started doing music that way. Yeah.
Through 2K or Madden. That was crazy.
I think 2K, right.
That's crazy. 2K be interesting. I know, like, a 2K, I suck at that so much. I was never a good video gamer. Like,
no.
Video games, I'd be good. Like, it's like something like I was surviving, something like that. But, like, NBA or Madden, I'll suck at.
Well, they got some survivor ones out there. My husband was in the military. He was in the Navy. So he plays a lot of those games. Yeah, survivor games. Yeah, especially with the VR. Using the VR, oh, boy.
Whew. VR makes you think that you're right there, like the roller coaster one.
Yep. Yes.
But, yeah, but I'll tell you some more I can think of that you can collab with in the future.
Okay.
Once this episode ends, I can help you out with that.
Okay.
You got something. I feel like you got something right there. I just feel like you just that one step, you're right there. I really feel that.
Well, you know what? I got to be honest. Like, I feel like I'm there already. And let me explain why. Because like I said, what is success, right? Mm-hmm. Success for me as an older person now, an adult, I've learned that I don't allow society to determine what success looks like. You got the masses of people that'll tell you that in order for you to be successful, this is what you have to do and this is where you have to be. But let's say someone who is coming from a different area and they just want to get to the next step. That might be success for them. They don't have to get all the way up there, because sometimes getting all the way up there can come with a headache, because some people that we know that were successful are miserable, unhappy, and not really paid. And some of them are undercover broke, right? So what is success? Success is owning your own stuff, being able to do what you want to do from your heart and not allowing people to dictate how you can move. So for me, I'm already there because I make my own decisions, right? I do what I want to do, and I'm also making a difference because I'm expanding, and I'm not just an artist. Like I said, I do radio co-hosts on DJC Radio Global. Big shout out to DJ Cisco. I do the From the Ground Up podcast. I am into writing right now. I wrote my first book, Broken Then Healed. Okay, I do writing. I'm an artist. I have my own publishing company, so I know how to get my money as an artist. And now my business called Peace Mentoring. I'm going to be working with people with developmental disabilities, which I already do because I work two jobs now doing that. I'm going to be working with at-risk youth, and that is because I was one. I was locked up as a juvenile in the juvenile detention center, and I got a whole story about that. I was just asked to speak at a juvenile detention center that I used to be an inmate in as a teen. And it's funny how things work, because they had no idea, the person that asked me. And I said, do you realize you're asking me to speak somewhere where I was once an inmate? A juvenile inmate myself. So, and then I'm going to be working with re-entering citizens, people coming out of jail. So for me, I got so many other things. And then it's so many people in the system that want to do what I'm doing. So I could create music, but I have so much to give back to people and to help other people who probably, listen to them, being an artist might be everything, right? That might be everything to someone. And if I can help somebody do that, I'm cool with that. So for me, I'm there already.
Yeah, you know I believe that too. I believe that. You do a lot for the community. That's what I like about you too. Like, you do everything for your community. You always give back to them. I know in the future, what I'm going to try to do that back to my community. That's how I, that's why I have my podcast also. Bring people that are from my level and up that you never hear, you probably never hear before. Now you hear it now. Give them a platform. That's what my podcast too, which I'm trying to get that there. But I feel like I'm getting success because we got a long way from where we started. I'm telling you that.
Really? Well, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I see y'all doing really well, and that's good. That is really good.
It's just like connecting with people. It's like trying to connect. Because we're like, we're a sports podcast, but we just try to connect to people with sports, try and get the edits. That's why I do edits also at the same time, because it gets, it's interesting. Like, I know the knowledge of it, you know?
Right.
And I love I love music too, because actually there was a time where I like wrote songs before, but I never like sing it. Yeah, I actually wrote a couple of songs, but it's like coming down from the heart though, you know?
Oh, that's nice. So you could still do music and be a writer.
Yeah, it was like, that's why I'm always a good writer too. Like before, I could never write for anything.
Really?
But now, like usually like how you get in the music, how you get a creative mode. I usually listen to a song or like a beat. For example, like R&B is usually how I start writing stuff, and it's like it gets in the mood. And some people are like, "Wow, this is pretty good, man."
Right.
I just never sing. I'm a good host, but singing is not the greatest point. But you never know.
Listen, you never know. You can either try to do it and sing it, or you can create music and then you can create it for other artists and be the writer. There's a lot of artists out here that can sing but can't write. And that's where you come in.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Right? Yes.
But just one more last thing.
Okay.
One more last thing. Your merch from your latest album. I want to talk about your merch. I don't want to leave that behind before we end this. The merch. Tell us about the merch.
Yeah, so right now I have where you could get Lady Miz mash, you could get Lady Miz t-shirts, sweaters, hoodies, and things like that with my logo on it. I'm about to start doing certain sayings on my shirt along with the logo. But that can be purchased directly from my website. You could go to my website, which is www.ladymiz.com. I spell lady with an I. So that's LADIMIZ.com. And if you go to the merch section, then you could purchase whatever you want. You could get it in different colors. Different colors. And that's it so far. And I'm looking to expand that as well. I just got to take one step at a time because I'll be trying to do 1,000 things.
Yeah, I'll be taking 1,000, but you got to take it step by step.
Before
you hit that other milestone there.
Definitely.
Yeah, I feel. Yep. But I really appreciate you coming on, Lady Miz. It was a long wait.
Thank you.
That I've been waiting for a long time. I really appreciate this interview.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much. And thank you for your support. And thank you for sharing my music with your listeners as well.
Thank you guys for listening.
No problem.
Ethan and Mike, you can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and all major podcasts and on YouTube. So thank you guys for listening. And we'll see you on episode 36. Take care.